This recording, Pennsylvania 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered the ether. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off with a cloth and later on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either five or six times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Grew up in Philadelphia my whole life. For 57 years, I've been living in Philadelphia. I have seven siblings. I have five sisters, two brothers. And we all were very close-knit family. All the girls were in the front bedroom. And then my brothers had this small back room with bunk beds. And my mom and Mary Kay, the baby, they slept in the middle room. But yeah, we had two double beds in here and bunk beds at one time in the front bedroom. You know, my mom always made sure holidays were fun and birthdays. She made everything special and she did raise us on her own. My dad passed when I was young. I was four. So she more or less raised eight children on her own. And she just taught us, you know, that you work. You know, you work hard and you pay your bills. And but yeah, we did have a lot of fun growing up. And then my cousins would come over. We'd have Sunday dinners, grandparents. And, you know, just a lot of fun. Always very close. I can always count on my brothers and sisters to help me if I need anything. And we all actually live in the area except for one sister lives in Jersey, New Jersey. But everybody else is like 5-10 minutes from here. So we're still very close. I always liked Christmas with some... We would get the doll that we asked for. And I always remember coming down in the morning and you looked for your doll and that's where your pile was because there was eight of us. We had piles all over the living room and you looked for your doll and that was your pile. You didn't have a lot, but you were so appreciative of it. And my mom would always say, "Did you get everything you wanted?" And you always did, you know, whatever you asked for. We got roller skates. We got games. So many games. So many board games. Between the eight of us, we had like every game out on the market. When we were in Ireland, when we were going through the TSA, I got beeped. So I had to go over to the side and the woman was, you know, patting me down and putting the wand around me. And she's asking me where I'm going. And I'm like, "Oh, we're going to the United States." And I was trying to figure out what was making me beep. I'm like, "I don't have any metal on. I don't know." And she says, "Where are you from? You have so many dialects. I can't pick where you're from." And I said, "Oh, I'm from the United States, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania." And she's like, "I can usually tell where people are from, but She says that Philadelphians have their own dialect and accents that it's very hard to figure out if you're from New York or Boston or, yeah, you pick up different dialects and different ways people talk, yes, by living in, being in the environment.